This is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen. You are listening to the sound of the Soviet army in Vilnius, Lithuania, early this morning as it fired on unarmed civilians and took over the TV and radio broadcasting center. The voice you will hear is NPR's Ann Cooper reporting.
Shots have been fired. People are starting to leave from around the base of the television tower. The tanks are shining their spotlights. Up on the tower.
The attack by Soviet forces in the rebellious Baltic Republic was unexpected and bloody. Details are hard to confirm, but at least a dozen Lithuanians are dead and over 100 injured. Kremlin forces are now in control of at least 7 buildings in Vilnius. Lithuania declared independence last March. As the assault began, Lithuania's president, Vytautas Landsbergis, appeared on television and said, "We will not give in and will defend our independence until the last second." The transmission then went dead. A few hours ago, we were able to reach Ann Cooper, who is still in Vilnius.
About 1:30 this morning, word went out that a column of tanks and armored personnel carriers was on its way to the Lithuanian television tower. Lithuanian TV for the last few days has been broadcasting 24 hours a day, showing what's happening at the parliament building, showing the Soviet soldiers as they gradually occupied one building after another in the city. Apparently this was announced on Lithuanian TV. Someone who saw it told me that the announcers were very agitated, very upset, obviously, said that this convoy was on its way to the TV tower. We grabbed a car, basically ran into the convoy en route and turned in behind it. Meanwhile, dozens of other Lithuanian cars were on the road also following the convoy. People had been watching TV, heard it, decided to go out and go and try to join the human barrier that was already there protecting the tower. Thousands of people who were keeping an all-night vigil in case, you know, last night was the night that the troops moved. The convoy was, I would say, 20, maybe 24 vehicles, several tanks and armored personnel carriers. When they got close to the tower, to the bottom of the hill that leads up to the tower, one of the tanks just plowed right over some kind of a vehicle, just, you know, crashed right on top of it. Then some people in the crowd tried to form a barrier to stop that tank, and after briefly hesitating, the tank kept right on moving, knocking people off and rolling right over people. They started playing a recording. I'm not sure whose voice it was, but it was a message from the Soviet army, and I'll just read you a little bit of what they were saying. This message was in Russian. It said, "Brother Lithuanians, in the name of the Committee of National Security, I report to you that all power of the Republic has transferred to the hands of our committee." What this meant basically was a coup attempt against the popularly elected government of Lithuania. And the Committee of National Security is a very shadowy group about which we know almost nothing except that it is connected with the Communist Party. This announcement went on to claim that this committee is the power of the simple working people. It said that some of the people in the crowd last night had come under the influence and the deceits, lies, and demagoguery of the Lithuanian government. And then it advised people, it said, the announcement said, "There's no reason to remain, no reason to have a confrontation. I ask you to go home where your parents, your mothers and fathers are waiting for you, your brothers and sisters, your grandfathers and grandmothers, go home." At this point, the tanks started shooting off large, I guess they were blanks because we could never see any damage that was caused by them, but they were huge explosions, very scary, very frightening, and also automatic weapons fire. You could begin to hear. Those were not blanks because there were a number of people shot there. Of the 15 people officially reported dead, most of those were people who were shot, and they were unarmed people. Inside the television tower, there were about 30 young guards. Their weapons were clubs, some Molotov cocktails, fire hoses, and one hunting rifle. Those guys apparently fled fairly quickly. Obviously, there was very little they could do in the face of such force. Hundreds and hundreds of people remained on the spot, refusing to be intimidated into running away completely from the television tower. I stayed there for about an hour and a half. Most of the Lithuanians also stayed. Some of them went down and, you know, circled around the armored personnel carriers, shouting fascist, shouting Lietuva, Lithuania, waving their fists at them, but not doing anything to try to attack the army troops or their machinery. I don't know quite how long all of those people stayed there. I know that by this morning, at maybe 6 o'clock, they were basically gone, and the army was in full control of the television tower. I'm told that they hung a hammer and sickle symbol, the symbol of the Communist Party, from one of the windows of the TV tower.
What is the status now of President Landsbergis' government, and where indeed is the president?
The president, as far as I know, is still inside the parliament building, which I'm very close to. Maybe you can hear the chanting right now. I'm just going to hold the phone up so maybe you can hear some of that. That's the crowd in front of the parliament building chanting the Lithuanian word for freedom, waving their fists. Landsbergis and many of the deputies of the Lithuanian parliament have been inside all day meeting, talking about how they're going to try to defend this building, which obviously they can't do for very long if tanks show up here. At one point, one of the deputies encouraged people to leave. The people refused to leave. They're still out there, still very determined, and still waiting to see what happens next.
Yesterday we were getting reports that Soviet President Mikhail Gorbachev was pledging to end the use of force, and there was some speculation that the army may be acting on its own. Do you think that there's any basis to this speculation?
You know, it's obviously a very confused situation here, but it's very hard to imagine that this is the army just going off on its own without Gorbachev's blessing, orders, whatever. Now the crowd is chanting Lietuva, Lithuania. Let me just hold the phone up one more time. I don't know if you can hear that over this long distance, but it's very loud, very determined sounding from here.
Yes, we can hear it very well here. Has martial law has been declared there now?
Well, the words martial law were not used, but the new commandant of Vilnius came on the radio early this morning announcing that a curfew is now imposed from 10 p.m. to 5 a.m. All meetings and demonstrations, such as the enormous one that's going on right outside, which you could hear just a minute ago, that's banned, supposedly. Strikes are banned. People are not to have cameras or recording equipment like tape recorders. Basically, the army is empowered to check people's documents at will.
At the moment, you cannot see any Soviet tanks or any Soviet military. Do you have any idea where they are at this moment?
No. I know that they're stationed around the main places like the television tower, but they're not within sight here. Now the crowd's chanting Landsbergis, Vytautas Landsbergis, the president of Lithuania. I'm just going to let you listen again.
Anne?
Yes. Yes.
We can hear that. Where is the Prime Minister now?
We don't know. A few hours ago, it was announced that the Prime Minister and his entire family are missing. Nobody knew what their fate was. The Parliament appointed a new Prime Minister in an effort to try to carry forward their authority, their power as a government.
I know it's a little bit difficult to speculate what might happen next, but do you have, standing where you are right now, I mean, what is your feeling about what you're witnessing, what you've already witnessed, and perhaps your own concerns about what might happen next?
Well, my own feelings are I can't believe this happened. I've been to Lithuania many times. I've lived in this country for 4 years, and frankly, I still find it hard to accept the idea that such brutal force could have been used against unarmed people here. I expect this will draw a tremendous reaction throughout the country. There are demonstrations scheduled today in Moscow. In the other republics, you know, there are several republics that are also seeking independence from the Soviet Union. Lithuania was just the first to do that. Obviously, this, you know, this is horrifying and chilling to all of those people because they have to imagine, are we next?
NPR's Ann Cooper speaking to us from Vilnius, Lithuania. Ann, take care of yourself. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
A few additional notes. The Lithuanian foreign minister said today he would form a government in exile if Soviet military intervention prevented the elected government from working. Also, NATO allies are meeting in an emergency session today to discuss the Soviet crackdown in Lithuania. A formal statement is expected sometime today. And the deadline set by the Soviet troop commander in Lithuania for protesters to leave the parliament building has passed. No word yet on whether the Soviet troops have taken any further action.